Please welcome our first new housemate, Max.
Yeah, I'm really popular with the ladies.
Thanks, Max. And welcome our second new housemate, Chris.
Yeah, I'm really popular with the ladies.
Thanks, guys. I'll be seeing you on the eviction couch next Sunday.
I'm a huge fan, and I look forward to listening to it as I do all of yours on Behind Big Brother.
First of all, we've got a flashback to 2004.
Hold a garage, that's for sure. No, it's all good.
Now, okay. Now, have you heard of the website behindbigbrother.com?
I have heard of that website, yeah. I just have to talk to my publicist about what I'm about to talk about.
Okay.
I'll get back to you, because you're the last interview, so I've got time. I just need to know whether this is within the parameters of what I'm allowed to talk about.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. Sorry.
How you doing?
Merlin might be talking to you about the website. We don't make any direct comment on Behind Big Brother whatsoever.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
That's fine.
But nice try.
There you go. And for that one comment, has now been officially blacklisted forever against Big Brother. No more interviews with the evictees, no more giveaways to do with Big Brother or anything. There you go. There's something to be happy about. That was Merlin. A nice boy, nonetheless, and we shall put that to bed right now.
Okay, if you didn't recognise the voice on there, that was housemate Merlin Luck. You remember he did a little protest during his eviction, and that was during an interview with a radio station on the East Coast, we won't mention the name, who was helping out Behind Big Brother back in 2004. And it really goes to show how much the housemates are controlled on what they can say after they've being evicted.
It just adds more fuel to the fire about John and Ashley being told what to say. I mean, that was back in 2004. And Behind Big Brother has a lot bigger than back then.
We really wonder how the John and Ashley interview has been constructed.
Edited.
Yeah, because I only just found this clip searching through my hard drive the other day, and it's become really topical now.
Day 81 in the Big Brother house, and you can probably tell by our intro that we're not extremely overwhelmed by these new housemates that Channel 10 and Big Brother have thrown in to the house, and actually our housemates, so I'm not calling them intruders, they can nominate on Monday and be nominated and all that jazz. Personally, well, like we said in the intro, they're going to be evicted straight away. I think they'll probably get evicted before Darren, because Darren seems to be taking a hating to them already, which...
No, Darren will go this Sunday because he's not nominated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. Idiot. But they'll go... I'm guessing and I'm hoping that next week will be a double eviction and they'll probably be both housemates out.
It's really expected. I mean, 20 days and left and they're putting new housemates in. I really question whether the producers are actually sane at the moment.
I understand, the reasoning behind it must have been because Ashley and John left, but they still could have dragged out the series how long it was supposed to go for anyway without putting these two new housemates in.
It hasn't affected the schedule of the show one bit. So, I mean, really what we're looking at here is extra money that the producers would have missed out on without Ashley and John.
Yeah, well, that's how I see it. I just see it as a money-making scam because they've got two housemates down, which they're going to get two housemates, however many eviction and save votes they'll get. They're down that. So throw in two more housemates, get some more money. And the fact that they brought in one housemate during Rove is just...
It really shows that Rove really must be taking a dive in the ratings.
But it even... On the Rove show, the Big Brother segment was maybe about 2 or 3 minutes, which was pre-recorded anyway. There was like half a minute footage talking to Gretel. So I really don't see the point. The Big Brother fans who actually want to see the housemate going in should have just watched it on the live streams, because you got to see what happened after. On Rove, all you got to see was 30 seconds of footage after the housemate was in, and then that was it. You really want to stick around and watch what happens after with the housemates, and you've got to go through 10 news and... Sports Tonight before you get to Up Late.
Yeah, the housemates did... The second housemate, Chris, actually entered the house at 9:25 p.m. approximately. So it was long before Rove even started. We didn't see anything new, really. Premium's only $15 now, and it may sound a bit hypocritical, us pushing for you to sign up Premium, but at the moment it's looking the lesser of two evils. Trying to watch it through Channel 10 is... like trying to squeeze a watermelon through a keyhole.
And I don't understand why they did the Rove thing when they could have easily fit both housemates in to the half an hour extra that they had, if they just pumped one in straight away at the beginning of the show and then one at the end, what was the point of talking to the housemates? Well, Gretel talking to them, it just made them look like complete douchebags, which they are.
Yeah, I'd like to call it the night of three tosses, because the two new housemates seemed really up themselves, really egocentric, and then we had Rove.
Yeah, just top off and the equation.
No Big Brother event, big or small, can get me to watch Rove live. I didn't watch the entrance on Rove. I think Rove's an unfunny, unintelligent dickhead. So there's no way you're going to get me to watch Rove Channel 10.
Sorry. I have to give them some praise for the way they actually brought the housemates in. No intruder alert, finally. And putting one housemate in a box was interesting. And also sending Darren to the diary room and sending a Darren sort of lookalike out was well thought up, but
it did kind of backfire on them because the housemates realised it was somebody different as soon as he got within 20 metres of them.
And then we saw how much of an idiot, what was his name, Chris, Max, whichever one Max. Went in first, you just got to see how much of an idiot he was, jumping around saying, I'm a new housemate, didn't anyone tell you? And then it was funny to see the housemates' original or straight-up reaction when Darren and Perry and the previous intruders went in. Their reaction was, oh, my God, new housemates, yay! And then now it's sort of, who the hell are you? Get
especially,
out of my show.
Especially David. David's just son. Oh, what the hell?
I think it's more Darren than David. Darren is really, really angry.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I mean, living in the house for 80 days, or how long's Darren been in? A month or so. And then suddenly these total dickheads are put in the house.
But I think Darren shouldn't be as upset as the other housemates. Darren has only been, like you said, for just under a month, I think. And he is an intruder himself, so he can't really whinge about it. It all comes down to the fact that every single housemate, Darren included, does not want someone else being in the competition. They want to win. It's as much as a housemate will tell you they don't want to win, they do want to win. And having more competition there is just, they're just going to get nominated because they don't want them there. They'd rather stick with the competition they've had and they know and they can exploit than the competition they don't know and have no reaction with. Crystal apparently knew...
Are you sure, though? Because, I mean, David's not a stupid person. He'd know that these new housemates would be kicked out of the house as soon as they came in, really.
Well, maybe not, because he has never watched Big Brother before, remember he said. So maybe he doesn't know how it works and that the intruders get kicked out straight away. Maybe he hasn't figured it out. It's interesting to note that I think Crystal knows one of the housemates from the auditions and they got quite friendly. And as soon as one of them went in, like Gretel said, Crystal ran to the bedroom and started applying 600 layers of makeup on top of the already 400 that she had on just to impress, pushed up her boobs a bit.
Onto the actual new housemates themselves. They're really carbon copies of each other and carbon copies of every other housemate that's been in the show this year.
I don't see them bringing anything in particular special to the house. They don't have any special qualities to me except maybe a tongue piercing. And that's it.
I'm sure if I was a 13-year-old girl, I'd see some value in these housemates. But really, as a slightly older viewer, they both seem to blend into this same person for me.
To me, they're not even that attractive, though. They're just like your average housemate. They're not overly attractive.
At least they were going somewhere when they brought in Perry, and even Darren to some extent. These ones are just...
They're just plucked out of the thin air.
They're disposable eye candy is how I see them. They really have no worth to the house. I'm really angry, actually, with Big Brother for trying to pull this one over on us.
Even in the clippings that they had of the intruders, they didn't say anything like, I'm going to go into the house and stir things up, or I'm really going to hook in with such and such housemate. There was nothing like that, so you can just tell that these housemates were just... They said they got told on Friday, which means they had... Well, I'm not 100% sure how the shortlist works, but I think when they got called on Friday, they would have had to do all these packages and things like that. I don't think they might not have got as far as doing them previously before they got kicked out. So they just whipped all this stuff up over a weekend, and then it was announced on Sunday that they were going to go in. And it was just a bit cheesy the way that they pulled it off. Except for them going in, that was all right. But
okay, the actual show with Gretel, though, how did you feel about that?
That was just... It was just...
The same old, same old.
Same old, same old. Gretel talking to them, saying goodbye, them jumping on a little scooter and driving away.
And don't forget that all-important plug for Mobile.
Oh, that was... Oh. I almost passed out when I saw that. I was, you know when you get embarrassed for watching on watching TV? I was embarrassed. It was just so badly, and Gretel had no idea what soccer was. I don't even know if she knows what a soccer ball looks like. She had no idea what to say, and the reaction from Chris, or Max, whatever, when he found out who had won the World Cup was... He was excited, but no one else was. It was completely staged applause. It was so cheesy. That was awful.
It really lost any last shred of integrity, especially for Gretel, for the show, and for Max. They really came off as sort of these empty vessels for pushing corporate products. Also, on the topic of Gretel's integrity, I mean, it was bad enough that she had to be pushed out and defend Ashley and John, and now she's on stage trying to push these crappy products.
Yeah, whoever's telling them to force 3Mobile really needs to be shot or disposed of somehow, because they need some new ideas, honestly.
Hey, Vibes, hey, Vid, and hey, Tim, if you're there. Camilla Gate, 2006 now. Here's my thoughts. By the way, this is Trono, behind Big Brother's normal 15-year-old. God. All right, anyway, my views are that they were just mucking around, but... It did get a bit serious. They didn't exactly break the law. They broke a Big Brother rule, and that's why they were kicked out, and it was a good decision by Big Brother. Now, the future of Big Brother, though. It has been established that Big Brother 06 will finish this year. They will complete a season run. But Big Brother 7, it has been planned, but can still be canned. That's what I think. Well, see yous. Bye.
Hi there, my name is John. I just wanted to comment regarding part two of your Day 73 podcast. I hope that you realise that that message, that very threatening, rude message that you played on your show, possibly evidence that you would need to take to the police. The person making that call seems to make quite a few threats to politicians, and you might want to actually go back and check whether that person was... silly enough to leave their caller ID, and if so, you definitely should be taking that message along with his caller information to the police. That's all I wanted to say. Long time listener, enjoy your show. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, my name is Roz, and I'm from Perth. I didn't see the whole of the interview with Gretel with John and Ashley, just a little bit of it. But did you notice that on the Daily Show, John had this affliction, I think it was linked to Tourette's syndrome, and whenever he got either nervous or excited, he blinked constantly and sort of made that funny little noise with his mouth. On the interview, there was absolutely no sign of that at all, and you would have thought that on that occasion he probably would have been very nervous. How interesting is that? Do you think that that affliction was something that he constructed for the TV, or perhaps had he upped his medication for this very full time? Just thought I'd mention that, and it's something that I'd noticed. See ya, bye.
I think the more likely scenario with that one is just selective editing from the production crew during that interview.
Yeah, it wasn't live, was it?
No.
No, well, I think he was... I was going to bring it up last podcast, but I think that he just... It was so scripted, and he knew exactly what he had to say and what he could say and couldn't say, that he wasn't nervous because he didn't have to think up anything in his head. The medication thing, I think Big Brother supplies the medication if need be, so I don't think it was that. I just think it was so scripted, and he knew exactly what he needed to say, that he wasn't nervous, and that was what the main cause of this affliction was, because of when he was nervous or... emotional.
And the production team went so out of their way to portray these guys as not as bad as the media had put them out there as. I think it would be in John's best interest if they didn't show him having tics on screen from a PR/aesthetic point of view. If they showed him as a normal guy, it would have done better for his case rather than to see him having his tics on camera.
Hi, guys. Just listening to your pod for Day 73. Really, seriously, if you think that Camilla just wanted to befriend them to get into the bed and she didn't think anything harmful was going to happen. Camilla is probably one of the most streetwise women I've ever seen on BB. She knew exactly what she was getting into. She did say, oh, you're going to turkey slap me. Let me in, let me in. And then quite proudly yelled out, I've just been turkey slapped. So don't try to convince me that Camilla just wanted to be friends with these guys. She wanted a bit of slap and tickle. That's what she wanted. It really makes me angry that these boys, the two of them got kicked out of the house. The three of them, if it was that bad, the three of them should have been got kicked out. Camilla knew what she was getting herself into. She wasn't stupid. And one other thing too is that BB, Ash and John were talking about turkey slapping her before the actual incident happened. Now, if BB is so concerned about this happening, he should have stopped it there and then called them to the diary room, but he didn't. He allowed it to happen. Camilla was consensual in getting into the bed with these boys, and she knew damn well what was going to happen. In fact, she said, I'm going to get turkey slapped. You're not going to turkey slap me, are you? She knew she was going to get turkey slapped. So, you know, there's two sides to the story. Yes, the boys shouldn't have done it, but two, Camilla knew exactly what she was getting into. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
I think that voicemail was mainly directed at me because I brought the whole her jumping into the bed because she wanted to befriend them. But you said that you were angry about the housemates being kicked out, and Camilla should have been kicked out as well. Like I said in the last podcast, the reason that they were kicked out was more than what was just seen on the live stream that morning and what has been circulating on the internet. It was what happened after the feed was cut to the rewards room, which I think is the real reason that they were kicked out, because Ashley proceeded to hold Camilla down and John said, and said, go on, John, do it. And that was when Camilla said, no, don't do it, and had to say it twice. I think that was the basis of why they kicked them out. Not the first bit that we saw, which was, it was all a bit lighthearted, but still shouldn't have happened.
Hello guys. I just wanted to say that you have done a splendid job of keeping as much of the Behind Big Brother site open. It's a great forum, and you really are to be commended on the amount of work that you guys do to bring us all this information. It's a lot of work, and I really hope that you get the thank yous, because they are well deserved. Having just started my own Big Brother forums, I won't mention the name of it, I don't think that actually would be proper. I was thinking about the possibilities of what one can do for the average Big Brother fan in terms of what you guys offer. I mean, from where I stand, it's a lot of work, and I just don't have the time. I think the forums are about as much as I can offer at the moment, if nothing else, to help you guys out with the huge amounts of traffic that you encountered during the Camilla, John and Ashley thing. With regards to that, I think it has been blown out of proportion. It is slowly fading, but it doesn't excuse the stance that politicians have regarding Big Brother. I don't think it should be axed, not at all. I do, however, think that they need to look at the time slot that they have the Daily Show on and maybe take a leaf out of the book of Big Brother in the UK, in that they show it after 9 p.m. Okay, but the censorship laws over there are very different and more lenient, but I think a different time slot for Big Brother Australia would ease things somewhat where viewer, quote, content, unquote, is concerned. Well, that's all I really wanted to say. Thanks again, guys. Great site and great forums. And my name is Mywin, and thank you again. Bye.
In the online Big Brother community, I would really like to see more blogs and more podcasts. And I know podcasts can be a fair bit of work, but once you start to get into the routine, I mean, you don't even need a flash setup. You can just use a $20 microphone and record your thoughts. And audio is a lot, it's going to reach a lot more people. There'll be more likely to listen in than to read a text blog. But that said, blogs are also good. So I'd like to see more blogs, more podcasts. Forums are good, although they can be a bit strenuous on bandwidth and server restrictions, as we've seen on our own website. And as for the time slot thing, I totally agree. And
we've preached it all.
Yeah, we've been calling for this up since the beginning of the year and last year as well. Big Brother really needs to move to a later time slot if they're going to continue with this sex theme.
It would solve a lot of problems. Even if they didn't, why not move it to a later time slot? They'd be able to show a lot more footage, extend it to an hour as well, and they'd get away with so much more with an MA rating.
I don't see why they continue to push this sex and who's going to hook up with who at 7 o'clock time slot. It really doesn't make sense to me.
I think your whole program absolutely stinks. How dare you close all the forums? I mean, I'm a mature woman. What the fuck do you think you're doing? I mean, it's just ridiculous. You treat everybody, the whole of the Australian public, like 2-year-old kids. It's just totally stupid. Just grow up and either get the program off the air or put it on the air properly.
I'm not sure if that voicemail was directed towards our forums or the official forums.
Yeah, I think she got slightly confused. We're not the official website.
That said, the official forums have reopened again, and I do totally agree, they never should have shut in the first place. But as for our forums, I should update everybody that we have closed new registrations. So if you don't have an account on the Behind Big Brother forums, you probably won't be able to get one until the end of the season. And I know it has upset quite a lot of people, but we've done this because of the sudden influx of people that came from the official website. Unfortunately, most of these were kids and people who couldn't use grammar properly.
Didn't understand the forum etiquette and things like housemate forums for housemate chatter.
We were getting a lot of non-constructive posts, and it was getting to the extent people were abusing each other. So unfortunately, it does mean we have to block everyone from signing up. And we do apologise for those who do want to come to our website for mature discussion, but it's sort of out of our control at the moment.
C104.
Yeah!
Yes! She's my ass, Ken! Oh, God.
Early last week, David had what I'm dubbing his mental breakdown in the house. It was long coming in my eyes. He always walked around like he'd just sucked in a lemon. He always looked upset and angry, and it was just willing to come out. And it was great viewing. Perry really wound him up. I don't think she knew that she was going to get something out of him, but I don't think she wanted as much as she did get, but it was great viewing, and it just showed how mentally unstable David is in that house and how much it's fucked up with his head.
And then perfect excuse for Today Tonight and A Current Affair to jump on our new bandwagon and talk about how the show is
corrupting young minds,
destroying the people involved. And yeah, I mean, everyone has a small idea of what you have to go through when you're on Big Brother, the type of personality you have to be. So I don't think there's much substance to all these claims that it's destroying people's lives. If it really was getting that bad, they would just leave the house.
And if it was that bad to start off with, we would see more complaints from housemates in previous series coming forward and saying, Big Brother ruined my life, etc., etc. Most housemates that don't win or get close to the end, either, you know, they get good careers out of it, or they just jump back into their regular lives, and it's just a step in their life. So I don't think it's not corrupting their minds at all. That Channel 10, that Today Tonight story had absolutely no substance. There was one psychologist there saying, you don't know what it's like to live in the Big Brother house until you've actually lived in it. Exactly right, you stupid bitch. So you can't comment on it because you haven't lived in the house. So I don't know what she was on about, but she had no substance. And they were saying that David was crying and upset and wanted to leave the house, and the producer's mind warped him into staying. Well, no, he's actually in there to win quite a large sum of money at the end. I think that's what changed his mind after speaking to Carmel and getting his thoughts together. He wasn't forced to stay. Like Big Brother says, that no housemate is forced to stay. They can get up and leave if they want.
One thing that they did drag out previous housemates for was this audition process scandal. And I use the word scandal loosely. They've been going on about how the housemates, or the potential housemates, are asked to simulate sex and even strip down naked during the audition process. This isn't really anything new. We have sort of known about this for a while now. It sort of sparked up, I guess, around the time that the production crew changed over, that which was the beginning of 2004, is when we started hearing about these things.
When I was reading these newspaper articles and whatnot, I just thought, so what? The show is about young males and females who, I'm not saying have a focus on sex, but it's one big thing. Why not? They know what kind of show they're going into. It's a reality TV show.
Well,
sex is reality.
The current production team seem to like going on this theme of pushing sex and nudity in the show. even though I don't agree with it entirely, but this is the direction they seem to be taking. So, of course, we're going to expect this sort of these sort of things happening in the audition process.
And I think it was Heath from last season said that he had to strut around naked, and then there was one woman coming forward saying she had to fake an orgasm, big deal, and had to kiss the person next to her or something similar. I really don't see what the big deal is. They have every right to do whatever they want. If it feels like it's violating these contestants and these auditionees, just leave. They can leave. The woman should have brought something up before she said that she got close to becoming a housemate. If she felt that way, she should have just left.
Yeah, hello. This is just for the eviction on Sunday. At the end where Greta was giving Perry the car, and Greta complained that Perry was yelling in her ear, "Oh my God," and she said that Big Brother couldn't hear her because of the earpiece is in the right ear. It was actually in the other ear, so he yelled into the ear that didn't have the earpiece, so that was kind of a mistake. So, yeah.
Just another one of Gretel's blunders.
Why the fuck won't they open the freaking Big Brother forums, the official ones? God, it's so annoying. Everyone's over the whole Ashley and John incident. Whatever. See ya.
Hey, guys. I think it's just rubbish that we've had more intruders. Basically, I just wanted to complain that, to Channel 10, but I can't. You guys will be the voice for me. It's just so stupid. Everyone's sitting around the house just going, who are these guys? We have nothing in common. We don't want more people to deal with. We're seeing the end of this show. And all of a sudden, they're extending it. They're just fucking dragging it out. And, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's all wrong. Okay, bye. Hi, guys. I just wanted to comment on how rubbish this show has become. How many fucking insiders do they need? There's only, like, fucking three. I don't know, to be honest. Fucking original housemates. And then there's, like, four, five, six fucking intruders. Why? Sorry, I didn't mean to swear. They're ruining this show.
Next week, I'd like to see all the housemates nominated. We haven't had it this season, and it's something I enjoy seeing because it's great to see how every single housemate reacts to each other when they all know that they're nominated and not because of the fact that someone else has chosen them. Big Brother has chosen all of them, and the housemates get really weird, and I think it's really interesting viewing when this happens.
Especially since evictions from now on will be very predictable, so let's try and stir things up with nominations.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Every eviction this year has been predicted, and none of them have been a shocker at all. I've acquired some footage from season 1, 2, and 3 recently, and I was watching it back just before we podcasted, and it was really interesting in season 3. I didn't watch much of season 3, but when I did get hooked towards the end, more so than the beginning, the housemates in, I think it was the blue house or the square house, the older house, which had Regina, Ben, Chrissy.
That was the round house.
The round house. It was amazing to see how more mature and older the housemates were.
It was personally my favourite series because it was one of the seasons where Big Brother really did go that extra mile to give us something new, and they really worked at giving us a fresh new show. We haven't seen that kind of freshness since that year.
Even just the house being separated in two and having a pool and a kitchen and a bathroom hidden in between the two houses was such an original idea, and it was pulled off so spectacularly.
And it was a world first.
Exactly, but it wasn't set as a world first. I mean, we didn't even know what was going on until just before it was about to happen. But back to the housemates being more mature, it rated so high, and nowadays we've got the young housemates, sex, boobs, tits and ass and penis. And that's what they're focusing on. When in season 3, we had these mature housemates and the focus was more on their life experiences, and Uncut wasn't as scandalous, but we still had Uncut. There was still footage for Uncut. There's always going to be that sort of footage. But it just works so well. And I think next season, if it does go ahead, the producers really need to take a step back and say, well, we tried sex in season 5 and 6 and it didn't really work that well. We got the viewers, but there was all these scandals to go along, why not thinking about throwing some older housemates in? We saw how well Perry did this season. Well, she didn't do that well, but we saw what she brought out in the other housemates, which was great viewing.
My personal rant before we go is how Big Brother is neglecting the diary room. It's there for a reason, and that reason is for the housemates to come and confide and share their thoughts. And it may sound a bit boring, but it's actually one of the most interesting parts of Big Brother to hear these people's thoughts and what they're going through in the house, because you don't get this when they're just having normal conversations. And you definitely don't get this when the focus of the show is on who's going to hook up with who. As we saw it especially tonight in The Daily Show, where Darren came to the diary room to express his annoyance at the new housemates. He got a few sentences in, and then Big Brother almost pushed him back out of the diary room, saying, is that all?
I think if Big Brother had asked more questions to Darren, he would have gone all out, bitch, moaned, screamed. It would have been fantastic to see, but Big Brother said, is that all, and kicked him out. This has all happened. It popped up last season with the bringing in of Mr. Chris Noble, and that was what started the whole is that all phase. It's stupid. The housemates should have to say, is that all? The housemates should be the ones that are left, that are given the opportunity to leave. Not Big Brother telling them to leave. He doesn't have anything better to do. He's paid to listen to these freaking housemates.
It even gets to the point where the Big Brother voice, I don't know where it came from, but since Chris Noble took over, the Big Brother voice has had to be this really dramatic, overpowering...
5 second pause between words.
Yeah, this almost scary voice. It's not the kind of voice that you'd like to go to the dive room and share your innermost secrets about. I mean, Vid was just talking about watching seasons 1 to 3. The Big Brother voice was, in those years, was very normal.
And it was hard to distinguish, especially in season 1, it was hard to distinguish Big Brother between a housemate. When I was watching The Best Of and Blair walked into the diary room and Big Brother said, hi Blair, you'll find the task notes on the table, could you go outside and read it to your housemate? Thanks. And that was it, and it wasn't this is Big Brother.
And we're all really sick of this current Big Brother voice. It's very grating.
What happened to the female voices as well? Last season we had it a little bit, and now it seems like all the females have been kicked out and replaced with males. I want to see the female voice back. The housemates enjoyed it as well.
I worry that maybe the producers are getting too dominating over their own show.
Maybe it's because they're taking on that No More Mr. Nice Guy, which has just backfired anyway, but maybe keeping the voice is them saying, we're still evil.
Keeping the voice low like that is not being evil, okay? Being evil is not letting them win back prize money.
Just before we go, I want to have a tiny, huge rant about the punishment room, which is becoming a complete laugh. The housemates enjoy going to the punishment room now. We saw it at the Daily Show yesterday, I believe, with Jamie getting called. He sung a commercial song and was then sent to the diary room and had to sing nursery rhymes. What the fuck? That is so dumb and so not a punishment. He enjoyed it, and all the housemates were having fun watching him sing and saying, oh, sing it in a jazz tone, etc., etc. It's so stupid and petty. They need to think of actual punishments. Force the housemates to eat things like Friday Night Live is more horrible, is more of a punishment than what's getting given to the housemates in the punishment room. Make them eat things that they don't want to eat. Make them tie knots. Make them... It was good in the
sleep deprivation.
Exactly. Play... Drip something onto their head. Play screeching music through the...
Lower the oxygen level of the house.
Why don't... Put black lights in there or something weird and close the door. Let them sit in a dark room. This is supposed to be a punishment room. Make it punishment. Not having fun and get out of a $5,000 fine. Fine them and then punish them in the punishment room. Just like to say thanks for everyone who's voicemailed in. We had a lot of high quality voicemails this time. We managed to play most of them. But please keep calling in and sending your emails to podcast@behindbigbrother.com. We'll see you next time.
This is the Snip 1024. The only tranny around here is you, Snip 1024. So I just suggest you leave Gretel alone and kiss my ass, Snip 1024.
I'm never gonna spray again. My loose stools have got no rhythm. That was easy to pretend. I know that spray was really bad. So then I'm better to spray. spray at all. Waste those tools my triggers did give me. So I'm never gonna spray again.